This is Working Drafts audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sarah Zimmerman due to for September 8, 2026. This is a working reference, not an official Senate record. Attorney Lawner Patarger Kapanen said the prosecution reserved a possible future request after all four articles to call Vice President Sarah Zimmerman due to it. She also mentioned a possible amicus curiae, a legal expert invited to advise the court on impeachment and public accountability. No subpoena request was before the court. For the defense, attorney Sheeler Sisson said it would file a written comment if prosecutors made a formal subpoena request. She argued that requiring the respondent to give testimony for the prosecution would conflict with protection against compelled testimony. The prosecution said it would forego its remaining 15 planned Article 1 witnesses on confidential funds. It said it had already presented 10 witnesses in court and stipulated to two others, but Article 1 did not close. Presiding Officer Senator Francis Chiz Escudero directed both sides not to rest it while the court considers whether to call additional witnesses. If it does, each side may cross-examine and offer rebuttal or surrebuttal evidence about those witnesses. The court also took up 104 prosecution requests for admission. Representative Jose Manuel Chaldiacno said they concerned the genuineness of bank records and whether specified accounts belonged to the respondent alone or jointly with others. The defense requested time to respond. The chair gave it 15 days to comment, made the period non-extendable, and directed that trial continue during it. Senator Judge Erwin Tolfo asked how the constitutional reference to all members applies to a final vote when senators are unavailable. The chair treated the proposal as an appeal or reconsideration of the chair's existing requirement of 16 votes to convict, two-thirds of the Senate's 24 members. Senator Judge Bam Aquino described the dispute as one of constitutional interpretation, separate from guilt or innocence. Senator Judge Joel Villeneuve supported time to study it and asked how the court would vote on the appeal, distinguishing that vote from the two-thirds requirement for conviction. Senator Judge Pierre Caetano questioned whether the impeachment court could reopen the chair's constitutional interpretation. She also asked that any invited experts include differing views. Senator Judge Robin Padilla urged adherence to the Constitution and said change should follow the amendment process. The court tentatively planned a September 16 hearing from amici curiae, legal experts invited to advise the court, followed by party arguments on September 23, before an impeachment court vote. The prospective invitees had not yet been contacted. The dates remain subject to availability. The defense said any participation in proceedings on Tolfo's motion would be out of caution and without prejudice to remedies it may pursue. The chair said the question of detained senators' participation had been referred to the Senate as a legislative body, not the impeachment court. Senator Judge Francis Pangilinan said that any Senate position seeking their participation would have to proceed through judicial process and seek Sandigan Bayan approval. The court set exhibit marking for the next day and Thursday. Trial was set to resume September 14 at 10 a.m., with the prosecution's first witness on Article 2 concerning unexplained or ill-gotten wealth.